Hello and welcome to Stressed to Mindfully Blessed, a podcast series from Planet Blessed Mindful Successful Living. Anyone who has ever been sick or gone through difficult times has probably spent a fair amount of time praying. The terms prayer and spiritual life refer to subtly different things, but they are also inclusive of one another and mutually dependent. In many ways, prayer and spirituality are intertwined. Prayer is a way of communicating with God or a way of communicating with a higher power, whatever that means for you. Blessisms are a wonderful way to connect with your spiritual self because they allow you to love, bless, and honor your body. We believe that spirituality and well-being are also connected. Do you believe your spirituality and well-being are connected? If so, how are they connected? Spirituality is an important part of your well-being, especially your health. And remember, everything we discuss in this podcast is not meant to be a replacement for your health care, but used as a complementary modality. So what comes to mind when you think about your health and well-being? For example, you may see yourself exercising and eating healthy, taking steps to reduce your stress, or see yourself doing other kinds of things. What you may not think of is an additional aspect of health, which is your spiritual health. Our spiritual health is often overlooked and is not always considered an integral part of the healing process. But what if it was? What are we missing by not including some kind of spiritual practice in our healing journey? Ongoing research has shown that spirituality is an important part of our well-being. I'm Leslie Riopel from mindfullyblessed.com, and I'm glad you joined us for the Happy, Healthy, Healed You series, Awakening Your Self-Healing Ability, and Mindful Healing and Managing Cancer and Disease with Blessisms. Today, we're exploring the link between spirituality and well-being. This episode is a brief introduction to the Mindful Blessisms we are sharing this month for your journey of healing as we focus on mindful healing and managing cancer and disease for National Cancer Survivor Month. The meditations are designed to help you awaken, activate, and align with your innate intelligence and your smart body. The blessisms in this series are designed for anyone who would like to take their healing up to that next level, or for anyone currently battling cancer or any other type of illness or disease. This program is also ideal for those undergoing chemotherapy or anyone who is interested in boosting their self-healing ability. Last month was all about Magnificent You, blessisms for your ultimate health and well-being. Next month is all about Loving You, blessisms for self-love, body love, confidence, and self-esteem. So let's talk some more about the link between spirituality, well-being, and your ability to heal. So, what is spirituality? According to the University of Minnesota, spirituality is a broad concept with room for many perspectives. On a basic level, spirituality includes a sense of connection to something bigger than yourself, and it usually involves some kind of search for meaning in life. The concept of spirituality is a universal human experience, and an experience that touches us all. Spiritual practices are often sacred or transcendent practices, and they also provide us with a deep sense of aliveness and interconnectedness. What we can all most likely agree upon is the idea that spirituality means different things to different people. Some people may find their spiritual life is closely linked with some sort of religious practice. Others may use a practice such as prayer or meditation as part of their spiritual practice. How do you define spirituality? Do you see it as a solitary practice or something to be shared with others? There is no right or wrong way to view your spirituality. Does the idea of a higher power and a relationship with God resonate with you? Like our individual sense of purpose, our personal definition of spirituality may change throughout our life as we adapt to our own experiences and relationships. We believe that spirituality and well-being are intricately connected. Spirituality is increasingly being recognized as an essential element of health and well-being. Research indicates that religion and spirituality can help you cope better with the effects of day-to-day stress. It may also help older adults cope better with negative feelings while enhancing positive feelings. People who feel comfortable using their spirituality as a coping mechanism also tend to have better health, greater psychological well-being, less depression, less hypertension, less stress, even in difficult times, a superior ability to handle stress, and more positive feelings. In light of these findings, there may be tangible and lasting benefits to maintaining some kind of involvement with a spiritual community. This involvement, along with practices like mindfulness and gratitude, may even act as some kind of buffer against stress that may exacerbate physical health. There are many paths to spiritual health and well-being. One thing you can do is to incorporate the practice of a daily blessing into your life, or as we like to call them, mindful blessisms. So what is a blessism and how can they help? A blessism is a mindful blessing spoken from the heart and a blessing full of love energy. Blessing yourself and the world around you can have a profound impact on your life. Research tells us there is a powerful connection between the mind and the body. Mindful blessisms and other mind-body practices, such as meditation, visualization, yoga, and even guided imagery, can help you develop a profound understanding of the challenges you are facing as you find the courage, inspiration, and determination to heal and recover. It is difficult and challenging to move into a state of healing when you feel stressed or anxious. Being in a constant state of fight or flight is not conducive to the healing process. Mindfulness offers a wonderful solution that can help you feel more peaceful and calm, even in the midst of fighting illness or disease. We begin this month's program with week one and a deeper exploration of the mind-body connection and learning how to manage those strong emotions during the healing and recovery process. Week two is all about letting go of judgments and negative feelings that may impede your recovery. Week three offers you a little dose of self-compassion and ways you can love yourself unconditionally, no matter what else might be going on. Week four is about nourishing your intention to feel joy and to feel good again. Each week, we will also provide a mindfulness meditation related to the week's content, which will include an excerpt of all the wonderful blessisms for that week. You know, accepting and acknowledging where you are in your healing journey can help you move through life's difficult circumstances in a much healthier way. Doing so may also help clear your mental and emotional energy, allowing you to move into a healthier state of mind and into a more peace-filled and balanced life. Using blessisms as part of your daily mindfulness program is also a wonderful way to help your body heal. We all know there are many benefits to practicing mindfulness. The great thing about mindfulness and meditation is the idea of just letting your mind go and experiencing the peace and the freedom of that quiet place of simple contemplation. So I invite you to relax and let go and see where your mind takes you. Let's do the meditation now for connecting with your innate intelligence via your smart body. So find a place that is peaceful and calm, somewhere you won't be disturbed, and allow yourself to gently close your eyes. Let go of any tension or stress. Take in a nice deep breath and allow the breath to move through your body. And slowly exhale. Allow your stress to fade away. Take another deep breath and drink in the calm. Imagine every fiber, every cell, and every muscle simply melting away. And set the intention at this moment to connect with the body and that part of you that knows how to heal. As part of this process, you're getting back in touch with your true self. And now take a third deep breath in and let it go. Notice that gentle shift in your awareness. Notice that your body has already undergone a change. And let your breathing rhythm return to normal and relax. And with that next deep breath, align with the positive intention to heal. Bring in that healing energy. Connect with your innate intelligence and your smart body. And invite in that loving, healing energy into any area of your mind and body that needs healing. Invite in this healing energy. Healing your mind. Healing your body. Healing your heart. Healing anything that may be currently out of balance. And invite in this very healing energy to all areas of your life. Everything is energy. Everything is interconnected. And know that it's okay to focus on your own life and on your own body. It's not selfish. All areas of our life must be in balance for us to live in a happy, healthy manner. Just keep inviting in this healing energy. Let it soak into your mind, body, and soul. Focus on the intention to heal all areas of your life. Allow that old energy to clear away. Let this healing energy expand to any areas of life that may need healing or rebalancing. Healing your body, healing your mind, healing your emotions. Invite in this healing energy and set the intention to rebalance all areas of your life. Set the intention to heal any emotional discord that may be holding you back. Set the intention to heal any areas of your life that may be out of balance. Invite in this healing energy so that all areas of your life are healthy and balanced. You're healing your mind and body, healing your soul, healing your heart, healing your home and anything connected to your home, healing your relationships and friendships, pulling in that healing energy into your personal life, healing that part of you that deserves to feel happy and loved. Healing any parts of your body connected to intimacy and love. You deserve a beautiful, healthy relationship. You deserve to feel satisfied and intimately connected with someone. Healing all parts of you that make up your sensuality, whether you are a man or a woman. And know that it's also fine to ask for financial healing and financial security. It's your right to feel financially safe and secure. Focus on healing all those old, stale thoughts about money. Money is good. It's okay to invite in this financial healing. Healing your attitudes and anything that might be holding you back from your greatest success in life. And healing any other parts of your life that may need a little extra attention. Make that commitment to invite in this very healing, loving energy. Connect with your innate intelligence and your smart body in love. And acknowledge this connection. And know you are connected to this field of healing right now. And let's repeat the smart body pledge. Dear smart body, thank you for my healing. I know you are listening. I know the cells in my body are smart. With these words, I am awakening my innate intelligence and my ability to self-heal. My cells are being reborn with each new breath. I apologize for anything I may have done over the years that hurt you or harmed you. I come to you in love, asking for forgiveness. I know I exist in a body that is absolutely perfect in every way. I know you will help me remove, replace, and repair anything inappropriate or unknown that may be keeping me from achieving this beautiful state of healing. I know my cellular vibration is increasing every moment of every day. Thank you for my healing. I am so grateful. Thank you for balancing the energy of my body and for keeping my mind sharp and clear. Thank you for helping me balance out my emotions and the chemical composition of my cells. I am aligned with this new healing energy. I am in control. With your help, we can create the perfect scenario to manifest a beautiful state of health and wellness. I now understand I am completely deserving of this level of health and wellness. I have this power. It lives inside of me. I am open to receive the greatest level of healing possible. I am ready to heal. I honor my DNA. I honor my body. I honor my self-healing abilities. I am healing on a quantum level right now. I apologize for any mistakes. I apologize for any times I may have mistreated you or disrespected you over the years. I love you. I am ready to heal. I am activating the part of my innate body that knows exactly what I need to heal. I am giving my cells new instructions for vibrant health. I am updating my genetic blueprint and my DNA. And I am ready, more than ready. Thank you for my healing. I invite in this loving, healing energy into all areas of my life. I am open to this healing. I know I can do this. My consciousness is alive. I can speak to it. My cells are alive. My cells are listening. My heart is open and ready to receive the greatest level of healing possible. My magnificent body is listening. Every day I become more and more aware of this self-healing energy. I am awakening this ability. I have complete faith and confidence in this process. Everything starts in my heart, mind, and body, right here and right now. I expect nothing but cooperation and assistance from my magnificent body. I believe in the power of my words. Everything starts with this positive, loving intention. Thank you. I am stepping into a whole new level of healing. The power inside of me is honoring the power inside of you. Thank you. Thank you. Now take a moment to reflect on how you feel. And as you reflect and sit in the quiet, notice how it feels to love, bless, and honor your body. And as you go through your day, think about some ways you can acknowledge, bless, and love your body exactly like it is. Make a pact to bless the mess and find the gratitude and joy along life's crooked path. And gently bring your thoughts back to the room. Opening your eyes. Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed that meditation. Engaging in a daily meditation, prayer, or mindfulness practice is a wonderful way to care for the body temple and step into a higher vibratory field of awareness. Blessisms are a powerful practice that can help keep you centered and focused on your healing journey throughout your week. Mindful blessisms are a simple, heart-centered mindfulness practice you can use to support your health and well-being. That is one of the reasons why we are so excited to share them. Stressed to Mindfully Blessed is a podcast series dedicated to helping you harness the potential of stress and transform your greatest struggles and pain into your greatest blessings and joy. Join us on a journey of healing and transformation to improve mental health and well-being with mindful blessings, aka blessisms, successful living skills, and positive psychology, presented by mindfullyblessed.com and our nonprofit, planetblessed.org. Start tapping into your capacity to create, to overcome, to endure, to transform, to love, and to be greater than your suffering with our daily blessisms and inspirational messages. Learn more about Mindful Blessisms on our website, mindfullyblessed.com. We also welcome you to subscribe to our podcast or visit our Mindfully Blessed YouTube channel that is filled with hundreds of positive, uplifting videos that can help you support your healing journey, or on our Instagram Mindfully Blessed page. To receive a daily blessism or earthism, please subscribe to our free newsletter by visiting our website, mindfullyblessed.com or planetblessed.org. Thanks so much for joining me for this brief introduction to Mindful Blessisms. Stay tuned for the next session, where we will be sharing a deeper exploration of the mind-body connection and learning how to manage those strong emotions during the healing and recovery process. We'll see you then.